chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years, you shall make a cancellation of debt, and this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lends to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yahweh's release. Of a foreigner you may exact it again, but that which is yours with your brother your hand shall release. Rescue until there shall be no more poor among you, for Yahweh shall greatly increase you in the land which Yahweh your power gives you for an inheritance to possess it. Only if you carefully pay attention to the voice of Yahweh your power, to observe to do all these commandments which I command you this day. For Yahweh your power increased you as he promised you, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow, and you shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. If there be among you a poor man of one of your brethren within any of your gates in your land, which Yahweh your power has given you, you shall not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wants. Beware that there be not a thought in your wicked heart, saying, the 7th year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry to Yahweh against you, and it will be a transgression against you. Surely give him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because for this Yahweh your power shall increase you in all your works, and all that you put your hand to. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor and to your needy in your land. And if your brother, an Abrahu man or an Abrahu woman, be sold to you and serve you 6 years, then in the 7th year you shall let him go free from you. And when you send him out free from you, you shall not let him go away empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, and out of your floor, and out of your winepress. Of that wherewith Yahweh your power has increased you, you shall give to him. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Mitzrayim, and Yahweh your power redeemed you. Therefore I command you this thing today, and it shall be, if he say to you, I will not go away from you, because he loves you, and your baith, because he is well with you, then you shall take an owl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. And also to your maidservant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard to you when you send him away free from you, for he has been worth a double hired servant to you in serving you 6 years, and Yahweh your power shall increase you in all that you do. All the Bechor males that come of your herd and of your flock you shall sanctify to Yahweh your power. You shall do no work with the Bechor of your bullock, nor shear the Bechor of your sheep. You shall eat it before Yahweh your power, year by year, in the place which Yahweh shall choose you and your household. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind, or have any ill blemish, you shall not sacrifice it to Yahweh your power. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as a gazelle and as the deer. Only you shall not eat the blood of them. You shall pour it upon the ground as maim.